Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. I hope your weekend was filled with joy and happiness. And those that watched the Super Bowl, maybe your team didn't win or they lost. Anyhow, the main thing was that you was in good spirits the weekend. Amen. And you stayed close to God. Amen. I want to talk about a glimpse of grace. And before I do that, I want to say, Heavenly Father, I pray for those that are sick and shut in, snowed in, and those that cannot or not able to come to a church or they listen to a broadcast. I pray that for them in nursing homes and those that are recovering for COVID. I want to say that Elder Ronnie Willis in West Virginia is doing fine. He is doing awesome. He's recovering from COVID. He's slowly getting around and everything. And we pray for the Willis family to continue to strive and let God continue to heal Elder Ronnie. For those that are suffering with depression, suicidal thoughts, that God takes control of your mind, your heart, and your body, that there will be a healing upon that as well. Amen. Amen. So let me get to it. I'm not going to keep you long. A glimpse of grace. My Bible verse is coming from the King James Version, Leviticus chapter 14, verses 29-31. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall put upon the head of him, that it is to be cleansed, to make an atonement for him before the Lord. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves or the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, with the meat offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed before the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now think back on a time you felt physically or relationally distanced from God. How did you feel? And only you can answer that. Consider those living during the Old Testament times who had a disease known as leprosy. By society's standards, lepers were looked down upon, outcast, and considered unclean. In today's reading of Leviticus 13:1 and 14:31, you'll get a glimpse of grace. Look closely to read words that convey that a priest was willing to look upon lepers and help make them right with God. No matter what physical or relational ailment may be plaguing you, causing discord and division in your life, remember God loves and accepts you just as you are. His grace is ready and waiting. Simply go to Him and ask for it. That is my word of encouragement for today, Monday. Amen, amen. A simple little prayer like this is like you can say, Lord, keep my eyes and mind open to the reality that your grace is all around me. Thank you for loving and accepting me just as I am. Amen. God bless you. Let God be with you the rest of the week. Stay close to God and always keep the faith in Him. I'll see you Wednesday with another word of encouragement. God bless. God first loved me so He can love you. Amen. Amen. God bless.